When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. Quick segment here. Get in the text. We appreciate you guys texting in. Before we get Mr. Hurricane himself, Mr. Viking Hurricane, newly top 50 of the senior committee for the Hall of Fame. It'd be good to have my dad come on. He'll be able to cover all things in sports, but then also hear some funny stories. We got quite a few texts here, so we're gonna take some time here. 7668. Says we won, we found a way to win. That's what I'm excited about. I like it. I hear you. I think his name is TC. My man Eric says, glad he had his worst game so far against Rutgers. I am too. Axel Foley says, I'm excited they finally won a game. They could have easily gave that away. Yes, they have. Yes, they could have and have done in the past. Zero rushing touchdowns allowed through six games is unreal. Yes, the stat that came out that where Nebraska's in top 15 in like the three major. Was it the five major categories, right?
Something like that, yeah. I know they're on pace for like 40 sacks, 20 takeaways, and then the no rushing touchdowns.
Right, So, look, you can only ask for improvement, and they've done that so far. Phil says, I'm excited to see Dylan progress. I know this will sound, contradictory since he had the interception. I feel like he's done a good job protecting the ball for the most part. He doesn't force things and fumble the ball like Jeff Sims did, and I think he is just fine throwing the ball out of bounds, going to the ground. On a mishandled snap. Yes, that is right. He understands the importance of the football. That goes a long way when you're going to be playing a lot of tight games in a league like this. Gus Mohawk. You know, even as always, I think something special is happening in Lincoln. Going to be bumps in the road, but perfect time for a bye week. Love that James Williams interview. Yeah, big shout out to James Williams. You know, overcame a lot, took a, you know, bet on himself. Big shout out to Nebraska to take a guy, I think it's a post-grad camp. You know, tall, lanky kid, but they saw that get off and obviously it paid dividends where he was able to close the show. Pretty cool celebration for him too. That means he's a Bron fan. So, you know, he's one of my dudes. And so, 93-24 says offense just couldn't find a rhythm. Most exciting part was Brian Buscini playing, pissed off after getting hit in the punt block. Bro threw a dime on fourth down, hit a coffin corner punt and sealed the game with his last monster punt of the game. Winston every time he came off the field, best kicker on the team. Yeah, I mean, he got Scorpion. I don't know if he knows he got Scorpion, but he did.
He feels like he got Scorpion.
Yeah, and I will say this, as much as, you know, everybody was mad at Ed Foley, look, he had the cojones to throw, call a fake punt. More importantly, they had the discipline to stop a fake field goal. Mm-hmm. So you got as much as you want to give him, you know, problems about what happened in a negative way, you got to give him props in the way that things worked out.
My favorite part of the fake field goal was the holder saw John Bullock in that gap that was open. He was one-on-one.
Yeah.
A running back takes that every time, right? Yeah. Linebacker going to hit him. Holder says, nope, I'm going to try a different gap. And he got called up by three people.
That's all right. but they at least were at home and were able to handle it. And good job there.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month, Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The two Bonner TDs, Dylan was the first to celebrate with him. He leads the team out of the tunnel. He's the dude. Look, I mean, yeah, I think he's the real deal. Derek in the car. He's talking about me on Big Red. He said, "Special teams field goal time for open trials for a kicker or stay the course." Great show. Stay the course. I mean, I guess you can do. I don't even know. Can you? Is that even real? Can you even do trials? I mean,
yeah, they did that in 2019.
I mean, do you just put out an email to all the frat houses?
There's gamma.
Do you have anybody that's ever kicked? I mean, what do you do?
I don't know what it looks like. All I know is there's a kid I went to high school with that made an extra point.
Yeah.
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 Harrison
Martin, what do you do? Just send out an email. Hey, you get an email alert, like it's a weather alert.
I guess.
Check your email. Yeah. Do you have any kicking experience? If so, when?
Try out at the Hawks.
Do you want
4:30?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know what? You're right. Cause Lane Kiffin did it. The guy was in a frat house. He just said he had to get him in shape. All right. I stand corrected. Gino says, "Good afternoon, gentlemen. People just need to stop. He had enough today, but he didn't do anything that cost us the game. And luck several of our past quarterbacks who found ways to give games away, even when they weren't having an off day." That is a great point. 2952 says, "It almost seems like the team was getting fatigued as the season has gone along. They have been going strong since fall camp, and this is a young team, especially on offense. The season is a grind, and I think they put a lot of energy and effort into the Colorado game, and each game is taking out a little more out of them." And you know what? Actually, it's a texter from Tennessee. It's actually, that means that the bye week comes at a good time.
Yeah.
And look, the biggest transition for young players is time management and the length of a season. I remember when I went from high school to college, but more importantly, went from college to the pros. That's 6 weeks of training camp, boy. Hey, you'll be on week 5 already, like in Nebraska. So listen, it's a long season. One text says, "I don't think he looked cocky at all. I think he looked timid and started to aim in instead of just throwing." Maybe a little bit of that. Big Bird says, "Didn't Rule call out Gifford for blowing the wrong guy on the punt block?" I don't know, did he? I don't know. Maybe so.
He pointed out who the missed assignments were. I don't remember who he named.
Yeah, but it was quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we go.
If you get punts blocked that way and your punter gets scorpioned, it's not just on one guy.
It was a party there. Which we call it. In 93-24 says, "Mike Leach at Texas Tech found a kicker from a competition to win rent for a month if you can kick a field goal."
NIL before NIL, baby.
There you go, Mike Leach. And it, you know what, fits him in rest in peace. Well, those are all of our texts. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to get the Chuck Foreman, the head of the household. All the stories that I've said about in the learning lessons, I'm sure he'll tell you all of them. On the line here at 5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll be right back.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.